This is the perfect time to start a side hustle, and this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Hey, Living My Side Hustle. Yeah, back. It's a new year. How you been? Been good? Look at how to start a side job. Three basic guide steps, things you can do or consider doing when you're thinking about your next side hustle. Okay, so an update for you on my side hustles. Seven podcasts are currently active for my little side hustle business. TrueMediaSolutions.ca is what I'm calling all these. So we have, here we go, let's see if I remember them. The Upcycle Canada podcast. We have this podcast, Living My Side Hustle. Living the Next Chapter for authors. We have the Add to My Playlist podcast. We have Dad Space, podcast for dads by dads. We have the How to Podcast series. And finally, a new podcast we did over Christmas in the month of December, 25 episodes in a row, 12 to 20 minutes long each episode. They took 4 to 5 hours to make, 4 to 5 hours per episode, 25 in a row. So if you're wondering, Dave, where have you been? I'm just kind of over there. I'm here, but not like here. I'm over there. Like, you know what I mean? I'm over there. I'm on the other side of the room. I'm still here. And I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a fabulous New Year, Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday thing. And that everyone's safe, healthy, and happy. And I'm so happy that you're back here with me. So, Jen is at the market for our side hustle, running that today, running the show over there. So she's making money and I'm making podcasts. So it's kind of what we're doing. So today, yeah, three things I want to talk about. Just jumping in quick, I want to kind of encourage everyone, including you and myself, on what we can kind of keep in our mind for our side hustle, our side job, our gig, our thing we do on the side. Where do we start? And if you're thinking about starting a side hustle, I've got a few thoughts for you here. Number one, keep this in mind as we talk side hustles. If you've been toying with the notion of pursuing your big dream, your cherished hobby, your a little crazy interest in something that's just got you captivated. And now you're really kind of thinking, well, hey, can I take this thing and turn it into something bigger? The very first question you must ask yourself. Are you ready? Grab a pen. Here. I got a pen here. Want to borrow mine? You can borrow my pen. It'll be in the show notes, by the way, so you can always go there. But number one, when you're considering how to start your side hustle, your side job, first of all, don't quit your day job. I know. I'm with you. I so want to quit my day job. For me, it's a night job. So while you're sleeping, I'm working. And when I'm sleeping, you're working. But I would love to quit this night job and be a normal person and be at home every evening. That would be shocking. I would love it. But yeah, don't quit your main gig. Don't put any unnecessary pressure on yourself, on your family, on your home finances, on all of that. You're going to have to come up with like medical and dental and having that consistent paycheck right now is something. That's something you just don't want to give up right now. And you don't want to put that extra pressure on you and your family, on your relationships, on yourself. I know. We'll get there. I promise we'll get there. But right now, keep the day gig, keep the night gig, speaking of myself, because it gives you a little bit of stability, a launching. Think of it as there's an awesome pool, you love swimming, and you want to jump in the pool, and you climb up on that diving board. Your job right now, your paycheck, your 9 to 5, your 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., like for me, is that diving board. It'll get you into the pool, but stay on the diving board as long as possible. Because the moment you jump off, everything is on you to be successful. We've seen that in our business. My wife and I have a small business. We made the jump, and then the global pandemic came and shut us down. Boom. Lock the store. Close it up. Turn the customers away. You're not allowed to be open. And that put a huge stress on us financially over a 3-year period. It was rough. Very rough. Hold on to that primary gig. Hold on to that thing that you have right now. You might think that leaving your job would free up your time. And of course it's going to free up your time. You're going to have tons of time. You'll have no paycheck, but you'll have lots of time to work on this amazing new idea of yours. But this free time is not probably the most financially safe bet for you. If you're on your own, you're a student, you can eat Kraft dinner for days and you have no one looking at you saying, hey, we got to buy diapers and milk. The car payment's due tomorrow. Where's the money coming from? If you're in that situation where you don't have these things, then yeah, cool. Then yeah, go ahead. You have my permission. Make the jump, whatever you need to do. But if you have people counting on you, think about it. Hold on to your primary gig and make plans. Create an exit plan for yourself. Number two, carve out some time every day to work on whatever it is that you want to pursue. If Netflix and going to the gym and riding your bike or working on your car in the garage for fun, or hanging out with your friends, or going to the bar, is the thing that occupies the most of your time in your spare time, where does your side hustle, side gig fit into all of your big plans? What can you sacrifice without harming relationship, without harming yourself, without harming your career right now? What can you set on the aside so that you can create some space? Maybe you have to get up early or stay up a little later after everything else is done. Maybe that's where you find your time. Maybe you give up something that you love to do and give that time to working on your big project, your side hustle. What are you willing to carve out of your day every day? How much time? All of us have 24 hours in a day. We're all limited by the same amount of time. It's what we do at that time that sets us apart from the dreamers who wish they had a side hustle. But I know you. You're not somebody who dreams. You're somebody who does. You're a doer. So what are you going to give up? Figure it out now, every day, to work on that big new thing. Discover and invest in your skills and abilities. It's time to look in the mirror. It's time to look at that person who says that they want a side hustle and say, okay, person, here are the things that you are good at. Here are the abilities that you have. And I read somewhere, somebody said, don't just follow your passion. Follow your skills. Follow your abilities. Look for that sweet spot where your passion crosses paths with your skill set. Have you done that yet? I think that's something that you really need to be very careful and plot out for yourself is, where is that point where the passion that I have for having a side hustle intersects with my skills, my abilities, my talents, my gifts? What are your gifts? I would ask yourself that question, and I would also ask people you trust. What do you see in me? What do you see as a natural talent that I have that I might not know about? Maybe I'm a gifted speaker. Maybe I have insight. Maybe I'm compassionate. Maybe I can make things out of nothing. Maybe I'm a problem solver. Maybe I'm a great listener. Maybe I should have a podcast. What is it about your skills and your abilities, and where does it cross over with your passion? So those are three things. Hold on to your primary gig. Number one, don't run away from your job. I know it's tempting. I'm so tempted just to not go in tonight. I have to work tonight and I don't want to. Hold on to that. Don't put the pressure on you and your spouse, your family, your children, your finances. Don't get your car repossessed because you have a dream. No, that's wrong. Your kids should have food in the cupboard, and you shouldn't take that away from them. I remember going back to school when my youngest was just born, and I had a full 1 year post diploma course thing that I did for HR. And I went, I had a full year course load. It's a 1 year program, full time student. I had 3 part time jobs, and some of those part time jobs I did all in one night, where I would drive a limousine. I would work for a bread company in the warehouse, receiving loads of bread every day that would be split up and shipped off to stores. And then I would go to a store and merchandise the bread. Like, it would come off the truck. I loaded the truck. Then I would meet the truck at the store. I would unload the truck and put the stuff on the shelf, and then walk out into the parking lot, get back into the limousine that I had driven earlier that evening, and drive home. 3 jobs, one night, and then kiss the kids, kiss the wife, drive back to school and go to class for 9 a.m. on a fraction of amount of sleep. And I did that for an entire year. Why? Because I didn't want to put my education and my desire to go back to school on the heads of my family and make them suffer because I wanted to go to school. Hold on to your primary gig and don't put that pressure on your family. Number 2, carve out some time every day for planning, for working on this, for dreaming, for goal setting. What are you giving up? You got to give up something. Sleep? You got to give up time with your family? No, please don't do that. Your spouse? No. Partner? No. Your best friends? No. Your dog? No. Who are you giving up time with? Where are you going to get this? Figure it out. And lastly, discover and invest. And by investment, I mean put some time into this, learn something, grow. YouTube University, whatever it is, learn. Get a book. Listen to a podcast. Ask questions. Seek out people who are doing what you want. Discover and invest in the skills and abilities that you need to be successful in your side hustle. Don't just follow your passion, follow your skills. Look for that sweet spot we talked about where your passion meets your skills. And what are the benefits of a side hustle? It is so empowering to have options. And if you look around your workplace and you look at people with no options, the moment that there's a downsizing or a layoff looming. Watch them squirm because they have nothing else except that job. And if you have a side hustle, if you're building something in the background, you're working on something, with those words of layoff, recession, just this looming sense of someone else is holding my ladder in life. It's so empowering to have a side hustle. It builds your confidence. It creates security. And the things you learn in your side hustle make you a better employee. It does. The first time that you make money outside of your 9-to-5, that someone puts money in your hands, sends you a bank transfer, pays for your product, buys your item online, signs up for your coaching class, hires you as a podcaster to help them with their podcast, like I do. That moment when somebody gives you money that you can buy groceries with to feed your kids, pay your car payment, pay your mortgage, pay your rent. The moment somebody gives you money for something that you do extra on the side, oh, soak that in. And here at Living My Side Hustle, that's what the podcast is about. That's what the website's about. That's why we bring people on who are living their side hustle every day. That's what we want to encourage you. You have what it takes. You have an idea. You have the passion. Now let's get you going. I would love to hear what your side hustle is. What are you working on? What is your big thing? Let's connect. I want to hear it. Let's bring you on the podcast and share your story. Share your big idea with the world. Let's encourage somebody. Somebody needs to hear your message, your journey. Let's get you on the podcast. And if starting a podcast is your ultimate side hustle, because then you can then get a sponsorship. Maybe you can get affiliate marketing where you recommend a product, somebody buys it, and you get some money for that. Or you have a coaching program and you need more leads. Start a podcast. You're an author. You've written a book. Now what? I got to promote this thing. You're an expert on A, B, and C because you wrote a book. Then start a podcast about A, B, and C. Sell more books. Sell your book on the podcast. Create content. People come for the content. You sell them your book. What is your dream? Let's do it. You and I, together, let's do this. Okay? My name is Dave. I have 7 podcasts because I have a podcast problem. And I want to help you with your side hustle. It's Living My Side Hustle. What we do. LivingMySideHustle.com. I'll go see you over there, okay? I'm waiting. I'll meet you over there. Let's talk. See you on the next one.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you. KidsPod, a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts, making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.